Okay, action. Okay, good evening, gentlewoman. Not gentleman, gentlewoman. Okay, so we're going to be doing Bederech Knias Zrizus, how to acquire Zrizus, how to acquire having alacrity, being quick, taking advantage of opportunities, taking advantage of life. This is, you know, as I'm getting up here, I'm sitting here, as I even say it myself, we tend to get caught up and lose that focus. And really, as the good thing about learning such a work is it's really a reminder of perspective. One of the main focuses of Mussar is keeping things in perspective, keeping life in perspective, not losing focus. It's extraordinarily easy to lose focus in life, to get just consumed by day in and day out responsibilities, which are important, and struggles and desires and even dreams, and really lose focus. And the wonderful thing about learning this, I know actually there are a few women with young kids, new babies, so they're listening to this on their own free time, but whether it's coming to this class or listening to it, it's such an important thing when you're learning this to realize it's a gift. It realigns ourselves to be able to think and live correctly. And it's even from Jews, you know, from gentlewomen, who are good people and take their Judaism seriously, need chizek. And they need chizek. We all need chizek. We need chizek to have good hashkafas, and it means good Weltanschauung. You know what Weltanschauung is? They don't teach you German in Russia. That was the enemy, right? Good perspective. Well, forever. I knew you didn't like Merkel, but you didn't like any of them. Good ways to view life. Good hashkafas, good Weltanschauung for those who do like Germany. I don't know who we are. An ability to live correctly. And this is really important because we every day, all of us have major opportunities which could be lost eternally. I mean, the day passes and we just don't chap around. We don't take advantage because we lack zrizus. I once said this story years ago. I'll start with it and then I'll get into the text. I once said the following story on a Shabbos day. It's a famous story that Rabbi Yankov Galinsky, who was a mashkiach, who was a magid in Bnei Brak for many, many years. He was a very small man, but he was a very powerful Jew. And Rabbi Yankov Galinsky said the following story. He learned in a shiva called Novardok, and when he first came to Bialystok, which is a city in Poland, he was told if he wanted to be accepted to the yeshiva, he had to go learn Musar in a certain shul for an hour, and then if he says he's ready, he would be accepted. So this, he was, I think, 13 or 14 years old at the time, and he comes into the shul in Bialystok. Now, Bialystok in the early 1930s was pretty much, if you think America in the 1930s, Bialystok was like 1780. You know, Poland, I remember I went to Poland about 25 yeshiva students in 1990, I think it was It was really 1903. It was just out of that communist regime, right after Glasnost. I literally, when you went in Warsaw, okay, you felt it was a little bit modern. When you went out to the towns, you felt like you were like Fiddler in the Roof. You don't want to. You know, everyone that's fiddling on the roof, I was like waiting for someone to play guitar on the roof. Like this house is like, it looked like they were from 1770. It was like crazy. Like, this was 1993. So Bialystok was a town. It wasn't a city. And yeah, he goes to the shul. It was an older shul, and he comes into the shul, and there's a person sitting in the front of the shul, and he's screaming. It's one person in the shul. And he's screaming, Musar. and he's saying a Gemara in Erevin. And he's saying the Gemara is Chatoif V'Azoi, to grab, life is like a wedding. It's a party, you either take advantage of the party, or you don't take advantage of the party. Grab it now before the wedding's over. I'm forgetting the actual, like, Chatoifba, right? Grab onto it, the Gemara says in Erevin. Grab on, if you're at a wedding, anyone been to a New York smorgasbord? Those are like serious weddings. They don't do weddings here, really. Nothing against California, has other places, but weddings they don't have like that. I mean, I don't know if it's worth it. It's worth it if you're not paying for it. I would never want to pay for such a wedding. You could actually buy a house for this amount of money that cost. Not here, but in like New Jersey, you can buy a house. I mean, it's crazy. So it's like a wedding. You know, you eat at the wedding, and the wedding's over. You dance at the wedding's over. So this person is screaming. Life is like a wedding. When you're at the wedding, you gotta take advantage of it. Because if you don't take advantage of it when you're there, you're gonna lose it. You're gonna miss it. It's gonna pass you by. Over and over, this person's shuckling, going back and forth. Chatoifa, right? Take advantage of life. It's like a wedding. And this 13-year-old Yankov Galinsky doesn't know what to do with himself. He's sitting in the back of the shul, trembling as he hears this person, maybe 18, 19 years old, screaming over and over, life is like a wedding. When you're at the wedding, you gotta take advantage because soon the wedding will be over. And that's what life is, over and over and over and over. And he said after 1 hour, he walked in back to the yeshiva, hearing this person scream his head off, into Navardic, and he said, he is ready to be in a Musar Yeshiva. Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky said this story over at the Levaya of one of the greatest sages of the late 20th century, Rabbi Yaakov Kanievsky, the Stipler Goyen. And he said, do you know who that person who was screaming in the front of the shul was? It was the Stipler Goyen. It was Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky's father, right? Rabbi Yaakov Kanievsky, who ended up marrying the Chazanish's sister. These are gedolim, people we can't even imagine. He said he was that 20-year-old. Take advantage of life. And he said, when you looked at the Stipler's life, every second he took advantage of. For Torah, for mitzvahs, for tefillah. And that really is what life is. You either take advantage of this wedding we call life, or we drop balls. We squander opportunities. We lose eternal life. Nothing lasts. We lose eternal. It's not like we missed a dinner or a wedding, right? If we miss something, we will have missed it for eternity. And that's why learning this is all important. So the eighth perek starts, how do we acquire Bederach Knias HaZrizas? How do we acquire Zrizas? How do we acquire alacrity, being quick to seize the moments? The methodologies from which we will acquire zerizus. Heim oisam asher niknabem azirus. Were really the exact same ones as we acquired zehirus, which is washfulness. Now, if you forgot, you can look back at the sefer, or you can listen to the tapes online, thanks to Yaakov Stolen. Right, but it's the same things. Why? Umadrugas same. Kumadrugas same. Really, the methods and the levels are the same. We wrote above. At their essence, zehiris, which is watchfulness and being careful what we do, and zerizis, which is alacrity, being quick to see the opportunity, are karav zem, or very closely associated, connected. Why? The real essential difference to in hefresh beinayim el shezeh ba'asayin. This one is zerizis is doing positive mitzvahs, chesed, tzedakah. I'm not going to pitch the Erev now. I will pitch the Erev, by the way. But seriously, I told someone today, I said, I want you to understand something. You will donate to the Erev or not. The Erev will be built. But I will tell you one thing, that the Erev will if you think about, you can donate to a mikveh, you can donate to the shul, those are good causes, and they have the shul is the focal point of all, but the shul has a certain limit, because you have to walk in the shul to be, I mean, obviously there's many ambassadors and its presence goes out, I mean, even to City Hall. But at the end of the day, in the Erev, a person could be carrying their keys to a conservative reform temple in the Erev, and they're not breaking Shabbos. Even the Chai House, they walk outside. There are Jews in Cambrian. This is the biggest Erev in Northern California. I mean, I think it's the biggest Erev in the whole Northwest of the United States of America. I mean, at the end of the day, you will have for years in advance people's Shmir Shabbos. And you'll be having an investment in their Shmir Shabbos. Every time somebody keeps Shabbos a little more. So if you're not part of it, it will happen without you. But you will not get in 8 years from now, when somebody's walking on the street and they use the Erev, you won't have a part of that. It's going to be built. It's like that Kela Mikvah, this Mikvah over here, has been used thousands of times. One person gave me 80% of that money. Do you know that every single time somebody uses that Kela Mikvah, that individual gets a check, gets a mitzvah? Do you know that, by the way? He gave me the money 7 years ago. 7 years ago. And people used it this week. He gets reward. Now, if somebody says to me, Rabbi, I want to give to the Kela Mikvah, I'm going to say, I'm very sorry. It's built. And it's again, Yaakov stole it. He maintains that mikvah. Yeah, he doesn't take him as much time as the other thing. But he cleans it once in a while. He watches out for it. So he gets it's done. I mean, you want to give to the Kela Mikvah and be involved in it? It's a done deal. I can't help you. You can make a donation, but it's built. So you either will give to the Erev, you either will give and you'll get an investment in this, or you won't. And you know what will happen? You may want to give it 8 years from now, but it's done. I mean, you can give it to maintenance. There's going to be maintenance for it. Maybe the wire will go there, but you can't compare the two. I mean, it's important. I'm talking about, but it's not the same. The house is built. So there are opportunities. It could be in stucco. Positive mitzvahs. You either davened today, I mentioned that time for the tefillah for your children. Either do it or don't. Either do it or don't. I mentioned Yaakov Galinsky. You know, I was zeicha to meet some of the greatest sages of the past 30 years. And there are times where I was younger, and even today, I could have pushed myself more, and I missed opportunities to be around great people. Be around great people, gedolim, changes everything. It's like I told somebody recently. You know, reading about the Kosel and going to the Kosel is like reading about chocolate and eating chocolate. There's a difference. I read about the Kosel. Yeah, great. Go to the Kosel and daven there. You'll see it's a little bit different. Right? You ever taste chocolate? It's good. Do you ever read about chocolate? Does it taste good when you read about it? No. Doesn't at all. So when you read about this great sage, if you're around great... So I'll tell you, I to this day... I kick myself so hard that when I was in Yeshiva and Shar HaTorah in Queens, I always wanted to go here with Victor Miller live. He used to give a Thursday night chair. Could have went. And I was in Yeshiva, I didn't want to go, blah, blah, blah. Never went. And you know what? Unfortunately, he passed away the day I got married. And so I never got to go. Yeah, I mean, literally, people went from my father-in-law was a student. I mean, he used to drive him. But he passed away literally the day I got married. So I never, this was 16 plus years ago. You either take advantage of opportunities. And unfortunately, I got many other opportunities. But I missed that. I mean, we either take advantage of things, positive things, or we don't. So Zrizus is doing positivity. Zihirus is having the staying away from negativity. So as we said in the beginning, you first got to stay from negative to do positive. If you're living in a college dorm, you're not going to be Moshe Rabbeinu or Sarah Schneer, okay, or Rivka. I mean, this not, right? If you're in the abyss, if you're hanging out on a beach, wearing not sneeze clothes, you're not going to exactly be doing positive. Well, you'll for sure be doing negativity if you're a lady, and if you're a man on there, you'll be for sure be doing negativity in other ways. But you won't be doing positivity because you'll be so consumed with negativity. You'll be so caught up in problematic. Go to a disco. I mean, don't go to a disco. I'm not saying. Just in theory, go to a disco, right? You're in a disco. What do you think? You're going to be Ramesha Feinstein in a disco? You know, with the music blaring, you're going to go Shalom Aleichem? In the middle of a disco, you think you're going to learn Gemara in there? Maybe Ramesha Feinstein could have, but 99.999 people are not going to be able to daven Shemoneh Esrei in a disco. You're not going to be positive. So says the Ramchal, really, the way you acquire alacrity, Zerizus, is the same way you stay away from Zahiris. Just one is staying away from the negative, and one is going to do the positive. And as we mentioned, you start away, the Sefer started by staying away from the negative, and now we're focusing on doing positive. And now we're talking about acquiring the alacrity, the push, the fire in your soul, the burning desire to do positive things in this world. This is all important. It's worth it. It's good you came tonight. It's important you came. You know, just to hear this paragraph. It was worth it to come tonight. It was worth it to wake up this morning. Just to hear this paragraph. This is really important. When it becomes true to a person, goydel erech hamitzvahs, the great value of mitzvahs, the value, the eternal value of mitzvahs, how mitzvahs metamorphosize and transform a person in this world, how mitzvahs connect the yid, connect the Jew, or a gentlewoman, or a Jewish gentleman. Give me a good byline for tonight. To Hashem, how chashiv mitzvahs are, how precious mitzvahs are. Goydel erech hamitzvahs, not only are they so precious, not only are they so chashiv, v'roiv choyva sobam, how obligated. It's posh an obligation. It's not a choice. It's not like a flavor. It's not like I like this way, I like that way. It's not optional. There's certain things that are optional. I was at Pars for lunch today. Actually, I lost the Pars ladies because they're all busy with Pars. Schechter and Mrs. Scully. Right? But they're doing good things. They're helping people eat kosher food. But I was at Pars today. And I'll be there tomorrow. This is a commercial for them. And you know what? I had choices. I could have had falafel. Could have had chicken. I couldn't eat the hamburger because I don't eat red meat. So it wasn't a choice. But they have two types of chicken. Lots of choices. And you know what? There was no right choice. I would serve what I prefer. It doesn't make a difference if I choose it not. But guess what? After I ate, if I didn't bench, I would be a Rasha. Now, I'm not saying everyone's a Rasha if they don't bench. They're an idiot, maybe. But I would be a Rasha. I looked at Yeshiva. How does a Jew not eat? How does a Jew who knows better eat and not wash, eat bread and not bench? You're a Rasha. If you know better, I'm not talking about somebody who doesn't know better, doesn't want to learn Yeshiva, so there's another word. I'm talking about me. If I don't bench, my parents were very good to me. They paid lots of Jewish tuition for me. I mean, lots of Jewish tuition. I there's no excuse. I mean, how do you, that's not an option. I didn't have an option to bench. I had an option to eat falafel. I chose falafel, by the way. I had an option to have chicken. I had an option to have French fries, although my heart didn't give me that option. Those were options. There is no option whether to bench or not. And you know what happens? I would have been punished if I didn't bench. But forget that. More importantly, it connects you to Hashem. And you I could have benched. I could have said, I learned to yeshiva, I got to bench. But you know, you ever see Sir Speedy? You know what Sir Speedy is? Mm-hmm. Sir Speedy? Don't have Sir Speedy in Russia? Mm-hmm. Sir Speedy. Yeah, Sir Speedy. It's like they deliver stuff. They deliver things very often. So, you could have Speedy Gonzalez. How about that, Speedy Gonzalez? You ever see Speedy Gonzalez bench? I see them all the time. To be honest, you did the chayv, but do you appreciate Godel Aruch HaMitzvahs? Is that appreciating? Is that savoring it? Does that mean you appreciate it? You don't. If you know what benching is, if you know what it means to say, first of all, if you knew that benching is one of the greatest brachas you can do for yourself, for parnasa, for your house. I heard one of my teachers, Hagoyin Matisyahu Salman Mashkich from Lakewood, said the following thing more than once. He said he once spent a day with Rav Shach. Rav Shach was, when he passed away in 2001, at I think 106 or something years old, he was a senior Galul Hador. He was a tremendous Torah sage. And people from around the world went to him. So he said he spent a day with Rav Shach just to learn how Rav Shach dealt with people. And he said the following thing, that Rav Shach, when people would come to him with problems, you know, there are two types of people who go to great sages. You know, like the learned people who are in order, or people who love Torah sages, or needy people. You go to any Torah sage, there are lots of needy people. And Tzarechi Am Chamrubin, there are we and that's a plus for the needy people to come to them because they're going to the right address. If you're sick, if you need a checkup, who do you go to? You don't go to a lawyer. You go to a doctor. Be very careful about lawyers in general. I can tell you firsthand. Be very careful. You go to a doctor. So if you're a gadol, a Torah sage is a doctor for the soul. So they should go to a gadol. So people, they won't have children. They need advice in spiritual matters. They're struggling. They have parnasa issues. All kinds of things people go to great sages for. So he said that Rav Shach, whenever it was like a generic need, and even plus, I mean, obviously people needed practical advice, it would be different. But whenever people were looking to do something positive, we'd say the exact same thing to every single person. I heard so much Gersh like always says more than once. Rav Shach told them, bench with a bencher. Right? It was use a bencher and play slow. Say benching. You have bracha. Now, I'll give you one little example. So if you don't even appreciate the value of benching, of thanking Hashem, do it for less altruistic reasons. By the way, that's good. You know why? That means you realize the source of all brachas Hashem. When you bench slowly because you realize you want bracha, you're acknowledging that all bracha comes from Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's not a bad thing. That's a great thing. But that you need to be machshiv. You have to appreciate the value of it. Was it worth it to wake up to hear that? This is so very important. Super duper important. You need to be machshiv. You need to appreciate the value of mitzvahs. And if you appreciate the value of mitzvahs, you will do mitzvahs. Not only you do mitzvahs, you'll do it better. That's aside the fact that mitzvahs are not an option. It's not an option. I mean, there are options in life and there are non-options. Now, again, I'll say what I've said, I don't know, somewhere about 5,000 times over the years. Obviously, we all start somewhere and we have to build ourselves up. So when I say it's not an option, it means that that's our goal. It could be today we're not there. It could be that whether a person didn't grow up with it or has personal struggles, and we all have personal struggles and we all have challenges, but our goal is to do all. There are not options over here. We may not be there yet, but that's what we gotta aim to. We gotta know that that's what we're obligated to do. And if we're not there today, that's our goal for tomorrow or the next year or in 5 years. The Amnam, he's now gonna, the Ramchal will now give us another nugget, another precious nugget, how to motivate ourselves for Zrizis. What we can use to intensify our inspiration, when we think about, when we ponder, when we contemplate, when we ruminate, when we appreciate all of the gifts that God gives us. This is learner, can you see me? You can see me, right? That's the only functions it takes to see a person, to hear a person. You know what it means to see? You know, you ever speak to a blind person before? You meet a blind person before?
Totally blind or partially blind?
Totally blind. No. Maybe someone partially blind who got healed? Some of my block, by the way, Norman Avenue, were partially blind for most of their life, in their 40s, had surgery, got fixed. You can't imagine. They can ask the person. You can't imagine. This for me? Yes. That's very kind of you. I'll take it. Okay. You have so many gifts. Sit there and I saw, by the way, this is I was reading. I get bombarded. So I forget sometimes where I read things. If I like it, I'll save it for my drasha. This was worth it to save, but I didn't save it. Someone, one of these like ink magazines or something like that. Someone sent to me. It said that 7 habits of very successful people, successful leaders. One of them, those habits, was seeing the good and focusing on that. This was a Torah idea, but it was to be a good CEO. You know why? If you're a leader or you're a parent, This is good advice for parents, by the way. You have kids. I try to do this every single day, and actually every single dinner. Hey, what happens? You have your kids. Tonight, Beligosma, I won't call out the guilty parties at my table. Two people at our table spilled orange juice all over the place, like literally, like a marble, like a flood. You know, one of them actually spilled on their neighbor as well. Like the other kid jumped up. Ah, you got me! It's like a little bit like a story. You can appreciate that, right? You've seen there, been there, done that recently.
Not this week.
But you know what I'm talking about. So, right? I mean, you're some of us are like past this stage, and some of us are singing, right? I can say this is like the worst. I can't believe I can't have a peaceful dinner. This is so. You gotta focus on the positive. You know, you could be at work, deal with all kinds of people. You could be in shul. You know, I'm in shul. You know, I have easy people and more easy people and easier. You know, I mean, I could sit there and I could, and we all could do that. And so many circumstances in life. So if you want to be a successful person, you can have lots of things. Everyone has all kinds of stuff hitting us in the day. So you need to focus on the positive. It's a good way. It's a good way to be a leader. You could be an Inc. magazine if you do that, maybe. But it's a good way to live. And if you want to serve Hashem, you got to see all the good. You got to see. I mean, our problem is, we all have needs, and we should go to God for needs. We don't focus on our positives, and therefore we are ingrates, nothing less. We really are ingrates. I mean this sincerely, because how do I mean this sincerely? Because you all see me. You all hear me. You all are here. It's a great thing, by the way. I mean, not just because you're here, but because you're from Jews. Like, that's huge. You know what it means to be a from Jew? You know, from to be a God-fearing Jew? Do you know what gift that is? Do you know you will be thanking God for eternity because you are a from Jew? There is, I mean, if I had to pick, you know, that is a gift. You are richer than any Silicon Valley billionaire times I don't know how many. Not zeros in this room because you're a from Jew. That's how rich it is to be a Yid, a from Jew. That is such a gift. And if we would be cognizant and aware of that, we would be appreciative, we would change our whole lives. But we have all kinds of personal things we need. And that's not to take away, we should daven and focus, but we, you know, appreciate all of the gifts, all of the great things, all of the wonderful, 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 wonderful things each one of us have. Wonderful things. If we would sit there and actually appreciate them and not just carp about the things we lack, kvetch, I'm a rabbi. I feel bad for kvetchers. I get plenty. My office, I get my phone and my email are filled with kvetches. And they're not bad people. They're very good people who kvetch. I sincerely good kvetchers. But you know how it is to be a kvetcher? No, I feel bad. Now, I'm not saying I don't kvetch. I kvetch plenty. But I feel bad for myself when I kvetch. Because there's so much more to appreciate about. There's so much. And you know what? I mentioned in the beginning, life is like a wedding. You kvetch for a day, you lost a day of your life. That's a bummer. That's more than a bummer. That's a real big loss. Big loss. I think I said this, I don't remember this Lossa Sharm or Clovis says, I actually counted how many days we live in this world. It's a limited number. 20,000, 30,000. How many of them in your prime of your life? You're going to waste a day for kvetching or a week or a month to mope? To mope for what? So you got to see, you want to serve Hashem properly, you got to see how much Hashem think about it. What Hashem does for us. What he does from the time we're born. You know, I mean, I'm sure none of us really thought that we once time we were a baby. You know what it means to be born? You know what it means to be born? Now, people win the lottery, typically, like they'll rehash that moment if they use it correctly. It's great. It's wonderful. It's fantastic. It's huge. We're appreciative. I know somebody who was like saved from something. They talk about that all the time, ad infinitum. They remember that moment. You know what? It was great. So, for the time we're born, we're We're Malinisim, each one of us. Really, if you really think about it, that from our childbirth, again, if you ended up here, if you're from, this is remarkable. It's not one FFP in the room. Right? I mean, you think about it. You are a gift from God. I mean, obviously everyone had their path. That's huge. You know what it takes for that to happen? You know how much hashgacha? You know how much divine assistance, even as much as you try, and how many things could go? You know, you could have ended up coming from Russia. They could have put you in Utah. You know what your chances of being from Jew in Utah would be? More of a chance, pretty much. Don't even say that. There's, you know, there's the congressperson from Utah was a Jew, Jason Chaffetz, married to a Mormon. I mean, and he converted. Rachman Litzlan. What a bankrupt life. I'm not blaming him. I am blaming him. God could, you know, I have no idea what his life was. I mean, it's obviously a terrible thing. He may not know any better, but that's terrible. And you had a tremendous gift. Tremendous. We would think about our lives. We would leave here. Don't do it here because you're taped, by the way. You're taped on here. The other, you can hear you, and you're taped up there, and we can get you on here. Don't dance in here. Also, I'm in the room. It's not Sineas. You go home. Go into a room. Think about your life and just do a dance. Just jig. You know, I'm not saying it literally, but you could. Nobody will know. You don't have to even tell me. You don't even have to tell me. But you should think about how much bracha you had. You'll have a little, you know, extra jump. You may become a breast liver, which I'm not recommending per se, to do that. But you'll have a little aspoides. You'll think about, this is great. You can put on some shweki. You know what shweki is? I guess it's good music. You'll put on some shweki. You'll do We Are a Miracle. You'll be sitting on your out. You're a miracle. You'll sit there jumping for joy. Where are you?
So we can organize dancing class for women here, can we?
You're taped over. You're taped. You can do it in your house. I'll put it on the bulletin this week. I'm happy to do it. Absolutely. You want to do it? You let me know. I have no problem.
We're in painting process. So oh, okay.
Oh, no. I'm serious. If you want to do it, listen. Dancing is a great thing. Nothing gets it. But for this, on a serious note. You really think about it. It's you have so much gift. We all have so much gifts. So the more we think about and ponder them, if someone gives you a job and they sustain you and they support you and they help you, and for your sake and only for your sake, and they take care of you, you once want to say, well, how could I pay you back? What could I do? I owe you so much. I appreciate you so much for all that you gave me. How could I possibly pay you back? So when you think about that, and you think about how much Hashem constantly gives us, not only what He has given us, you'll say, What could I do? How could I serve you, Hashem? What more could I do? I want a bench. I'm sorry about benching. It was a good falafel, by the way. It's not simple. So thank you, Hashem. I woke up this morning. Wow, my Donny! You fell. Do you know that there are people that have sleep insomnia? You may not know they have sleep insomnia, but I know they have sleep insomnia because I've had the shilas. Sleep insomnia. You want to share a good night's sleep? Get a geschmack at night. You know, geschmack is not right. Geschmack at night's sleep. You wake up in the morning, my dani, my dani. You stretch your arms, my dani. Great. Now you appreciate. You live life. You'll think, what could I do? How could I possibly give a hold of it? In a yakov v'adai ligmalo to avasis baruch. Because you can't even begin to pay back all of the chasadim, all of the gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. The fachas, at least, you should offer thanks. Tayyida lakel. Good svarti. Tayyida lakel. Thank God. We say Baruch Hashem. Tayyida lakel. Whatever gear so you want. Thank God. You want to thank God? Talk is cheap. It's something, but it's still cheap. Cheap doesn't mean nothing. It means something. Actions. Speak louder than good teachers, right? Actions are words. Talk is cheap. Actions are words. So it doesn't mean talk is nothing. You say Baruch Hashem, great. That's step one. But you know what? If you say Baruch Hashem and you do nothing, I don't think that's so much like Karsa Tavza Kash Baruch Hu. So much gratefulness to Hashem. Do! Push yourself! Act! You know, sometimes I go back to my dinner. My wife, Mamsha Tzedek, is a lady. She puts up with me. That's the softest thing. But you sit at the table. So what happens over here? I'll tell you, nightly scene. Again, I'm not going to call any of the guilty parties. They take turns being guilty. So, makes dinner. Great dinner. Set up the table. I don't want to set up. I don't want to clean up. They take turns. And again, they're kids. They come back from school, and someone had a hard day, and easy day. That's life. We all have that. We all went through that. But you know what? So I said, say, who made you dinner? I put the time in. But, you know, and she's right. Michelle was right. Set up your table. Help out, you know? By the way, this is just good for me to remind. There's good guests and bad guests. You know, some people come. They think they're in a hotel. They come. They want to, you know. I mean, Mrs. Sidorovsky, you're like you are a hotel a little bit at your house, right? You know. So did you notice there are good guests and bad guests? Right? Some people help, some people don't.
Yeah, for good guests.
You saw. You're a tzaddikus. But there are good guests and great guests. Okay, and great guests actually appreciate that somebody cooked for them, so they'll say thank you, and please, and they'll try to help out. And they're not in the some plaza hotel somewhere where they're just expecting to have waiters and be served. Now, again, I'm not saying if anyone doesn't, they're bad people. They're not bad people, and it's okay and normal. But if you could help out or clean up when you're done, you know, clean up when you're done, that's a nice thing to do. You know, it's, again, sometimes there are people in a rush. It could be whatever. I'm not playing a prosecutor over here. What I am saying is, if you're able to help out, it's a karas hatoiv. You're able to help out. It's a karas hatoiv. That's appreciating that your host or hostess did a lot. So my wife tells the kids, clean up. You know, my wife is not a waitress. She's not a chef for the sake. She's a mother, right? And besides teaching them how to be, you know, even a stranger. In your own house, you appreciate what you get. You think you come home. I have to work on this, by the way. I think I get, you know, dinner served. I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, oh my goodness, I better work on this. You know, I think it's like, you know, a restaurant. A restaurant. My wife will make me, because she knows that when she makes salad, I don't like certain vegetables, so she'll make me a whole bowl of salad. She'll put all like that other poison, like avocados, which I'm allergic to. Or mango, which I'm allergic to, and the salads. So she'll make my salad separate. I don't even have to order it. Don't even have to request it. You know why? Because she makes it separate. So I walk home, I take it for granted. I'm just telling you, human nature is we take it for granted. But at the end of the day, you got to appreciate it. And Hashem, as great as Mrs. Sidorovsky is in her hosting, or whoever it is, or my wife, whoever it may be, or Yankiv Stolen helping out with all the stuff I just mentioned in the beginning, right? As great, Hashem gives us a trillion, not a million, not a billion, a trillion times more than any human being you could ever imagine. Your brain thinking, as we are right now, is more complex than anything created in this world. Okay? You pick the stealth fighter, pick what you want. Your brain thinking right now is more complex, and you're able to think. You know what kind of miracle that is? You know what it means to when you meet a person and they have, God forbid, brain damage, dementia, or awesome. I mean, the ability to think and to be creative and to have intelligence and to have thoughts. Chaz de Hashem Yisbarach. That's huge. So when you have that, you want to use your brain for good things. You want to use your brain for intelligent things, for wonderful things. So there's no person in any situation. Actually, you know what? This is going to start a new topic. And I'm going to be ending. It's not a new topic, but I want to. We'll finish this. You know what? Let's go for the end. You know, anyone rush to go home? So we'll go for 5 minutes. So, because it will end the talk. No person, any situation they may be, im ani v'ashu, whether they're poor or rich, im bari v'mchole, healthy or sick, shilo yirin niflash v'tayis. Everybody has bracha. Everybody has tremendous bracha. Tremendous, whether you're healthy or sick, poor or rich. We all have tremendous, huge, momentous bracha in our lives. Constant. Ki ashim abari, a person is whether they're wealthy or healthy, which is trans bracha. Kvaru chayli sparachal ashim abari also. They're obviously, if you have extra in this world, you have to thank Hashem. But even a poor person, shafil ba'anim mamsu parnasasa darkanis pampela, he's not starving to give. He has a house. He has food. The person is eating. You know what it means to eat? Not starving. Yeah. Watch out, watch him's watching over you. Ve'manich lamatzarav. God's not letting you die out of starvation. Ha'chayle. Am shemaksik b'koyver chal makasav. Ve'manich lamatzarav. You're still alive. You're still there. You're around. Ve'chayin kol k'yoytzve. And everything like this. Achin e'lecha adam. If you, every person is chasti Hashem. Tremendous chasti Hashem is baruch. If we think about our lives, we would appreciate. You'll go back home, as I said. You'll put on shwaki. I won't tell anyone this is stolen. You want to have a dance class? Tell Yaakov tonight. Close the door. Say, get out of the room. You can do it. I won't tell anyone. You may come back. You may, instead, when you move to Israel, you may move to like Yavneel, where the Breslovers are. Or, you go to Uman. I'm making a little bit late sonnets, but it's actually a great thing. It's a huge thing to be able to be close to Hashem. I mean, to have that closeness, that's something everyone should do. And you don't have to dance externally, but you should dance inside. That I'm serious about. We should walk around this world freilich, happy, content, not self-satisfied, not we won't always want to do more, but we should be so appreciative, so happy. Again, just being a from Jew is such a chazdei Hashem Yisbarach. Thinking, such a chazdei Hashem. Walking, talking, hearing, living in a generation like ours. You know that this generation,
it's like Sodom and Gomorrah.
It's not Sodom and Gomorrah. It's like is not Sodom and Gomorrah. Right, but it's still, when there's no crusaders walking around, there's no swords. I mean, there's spiritual dangers, right? And there's a lot and lots. But you're not part of that. You have moral clarity. I mean, and even with that, if you look historically, I know a drop about history. On a physical level, this must be one of the best generations since the destruction of the temple, if not the best. I mean, we are safer today than any time, as bad as you can imagine. Israel is safer today than any day since it's founded. Any day. I want you to pick a day, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, where it was economically better or safer than it is today. Most likely, I don't think you can pick a day. Isn't it better situation? Now, of course, there's dangers with BTS. A million dangers that are there. Oh, welcome to the Jewish people. Welcome to Hashem doesn't want us to be on cruise control. If he wanted to be on cruise control, he would take away Hamas. He would take away Hezbollah. He would turn Iran into Bulgaria. It would all be nice, by the way. And when Mashiach comes, all that will happen. And of course, we have to do everything we can to fight against these animals, the terrorists of them. All the terrorists we have to fight against. Okay. But you know what? This is transcast. If you only worried about this, like Sodom and Gomorrah, you will be missing out. You know what I would think is a lot worse when you were in Soviet Union than it is today? A lot worse. I would be today over Tsarist Russia any day. I would be today over living in Poland, even in the golden age of Poland. Now, on a spiritual level, we have certain challenges we have today that they didn't have. That's for sure. But it's also certain opportunities. That's... I mean, a chazdei Hashem! You know what it is to get on a plane and go to Israel? You can go home and look at the Kaisel on the internet right now. Oh my goodness. You can see who's davening live at the Kaisel. You can daven live at the Kaisel. A million chazdei Hashems today. Billions. We don't even realize. You can go to a If people tell me, you know, if one restaurant, this, that, you go to part, you want to go to a kosher restaurant and get yourself a sandwich, get yourself food. Oh, you think in America, like, hey, so now in New York and in LA, there are more restaurants than, more kosher restaurants than Starbucks is almost. But not literally, but there's a ton. But you don't, after a while, you don't even appreciate it. I'm telling you, I live in these places. It's not a luxury. It's a necessity. You just like, you know, it doesn't. You know what it is that to be able to go into this place to get kosher food, whatever. So you don't have 55 choices. It's great. It's fantastic. Huge. Think about all the chaz the Hashem is a person in this world. Uveistaklo b'tayvus elu shemekabel memenu. And when you think about, I don't want to skip. This is good stuff over here. That if Imre lo shachas and God doesn't let there, and so ultimately there's no person ad she'ein lecha adam shel yakar atzach elbar. We're all obligated to Hashem. We all are very, very lucky people. We all have tremendous chaz de Hashem, tremendous, tremendous, tremendous bracha on our lives. And therefore, you should be dancing. If you don't want to dance in your bedroom or make a little dance party, dance to yourself. You should be dancing. If you're not dancing, it means you're not appreciative. I'm not saying it's not normal, but normal, most of us don't appreciate, and therefore we're not dancing. But if we would, you have to say, calm down, relax. You know, you have to control yourself. You're in the street, you don't want to. But it's a tremendous bracha. Really, really. I suggest, you know, if you start up in the morning, say the 15 brachas in the morning, Shalom Asani Goy, wow. Shalom Asani Avid, wow. Shasani Kirtzu, I'm not going to say Shasani. You can say Shasani, wow. Unbelievable. You appreciate your gifts. Tremendous. You would say benching. Hazan is like, oh, unbelievable. Harachaman. You will say those harachamans. Oh, great. You say a bracha. It's worth it to thank God to be from Jew. Say a bracha on the food. You'll appreciate what you're eating. You know what I mean? To say shahak on the Eber Varo. You know what? A gift. You don't just gobble food down. But you say a bracha. You make a bracha. You make a blessing. Vadai, for sure. If you really, not talking about superficial thinking, but you ponder these things, vadai she is zayir liztaras lavadaso, you'll for sure be inspired to serve Hashem. Kol shekain, certainly im yisboinen, heyos kol tuvo talu biyadus brach. All good, all geschmack, all bracha comes from Hashem. Mashem itzdarach lo mashem ruchach alav. Whatever you need, we may not have what we want. We don't even know what's. We don't always know what's best for us. We have our needs. According to what we need that day, Hashem is going to give us. For our challenges, our needs. And we have every shasili kol tzarki. We have what we need. Now, of course, if we make good decisions, Hashem will give us more. But we have what we need. Mimenu yisparach v'lo me'acher. And all bracha comes from Hashem. Asher akim vaday shlo yisatzim alav v'esparach shlo. And you know that everything comes from the Rebbe Shlom, from the Ebershter. You're not going to be a lazy bum. You won't just be a gentle woman. You'll be a zrizu stick gentle woman. You'll have push. You'll have fire. You'll be freilich. You'll be happy and you'll want to do. You'll be, let's go. Let's do this. You know, wake up. Let me daven. What chesed can I do? Staka. Opportunities. Help. You know, smile. You have a family, whatever it may be. Your parents alive, children, siblings, friends, whatever you want to do in this world. You want to live in this world. You'll walk outside. You say, I walked to shul. Like, today was so nice for Minchah. Wow. So the weather. You go for a walk. You'll think, this is great. This is worth tremendous. What a beautiful day it was today. You walk outside, you'll only the sun be beaming, you'll be beaming. You'll say, what could I do? And you'll realize that the more you have from Hashem, the more you realize that you have what you need and you want to do more. You want to pay back for Hashem. Now you can see how I include my words. Shloshes madrigos asher chalam atzir. So the same three levels that he delineated earlier in Perek Dalet in chapter 4 by Zihiras, by Watchless. Kikvar inyanam echad. Again, they're one thing. Vardamar lavim inyanov. Again, if you forget out what they are, you should review. And that is shlami adas for people. The hechara mentioned, the higher level people. People are very lofty individuals. You want to be motivated. You want to have zerizos. You want to have alacrity. You're going to do it because you want, you're important. You realize the value of mitzvahs. You realize the value of tzedakah. You realize the value of ma'isim tovim. You realize how important it is to bench, how chashev it is to bench. You realize how important it is to say to be a good person. It's not because you'll get one thing in this world, but you realize this, there is nothing more chashev. There's nothing more valuable than this. The p'chusimim, people on a lesser level, mitzad ha'olam haba, they want to get eternal reward, so they don't want to miss the boat. I'll pick the Erev. Yeah, contemporary topics. Some people want to get the Erev because they realize, I want people to keep Shabbos 100%. They want to be part of it. Now it's a chance. Not tomorrow, but soon it'll be too late. You're going to miss it. It's going to be over. Gemara, no, finished. You want to be part of that building. You want to be part of that reality. You want to have done this. Somebody who's not at that level says, well, a lot of olam haba. Every time someone goes to keep Shabbos, like that mikvah there. Could you imagine 7 years ago, a person gave you money, and every time someone goes to the toivo, they get schar? Is that unbelievable? This building, by the way, there are people in Shemayim for decades. They passed away 30 years ago. Not this building, but the shul. They're being rewarded. Kilolam chasto. You know, you gave money to the shul 40 years ago. You've bought into this enterprise. You're getting, this year tonight, you'll have some stock in. People in Shemayim, 40 years ago, they were on the board, get some stock in this year tonight. In the davening mincha ma'ariv. Of course they do. Absolutely. Absolutely. It doesn't go away. So you know what? Some people, they're not thinking about Shabbos and the Erev. They're thinking about the reward. They're thinking, oh, you know what? I'll give it to the Erev. I'm going to get olam haba. That's a little bit lower level. But you know what? If it motivates them to give, motivates them to do, kol hakavod. Kol hakavod. You'll get the kavod in Shemayim. You'll get the reward. Mitzad olam haba. They'll think about olam haba and kvodo. They don't want to be that their neighbor in shul. They're going to see, in 30 years from now, someone's going to be carrying it on Hamilton Avenue, and because of the original layer, it's probably expanded, but different, whatever, but they're getting a reward. Why do they get a reward? Not me. Because I wanted to whatever. I'm not saying this is the only cause. It's maybe the most important cause right now, but it's not the only cause. There's other good stuckers out there. You know? But at the end of the day, some people, it's oil of a ball. I don't make a medal. It's called kavod. No, nothing to take, but it's not that same level. It's not the same level. So some people would do zrizis because they don't want to miss out on the mitzvahs. So it says, "Gibush lemagmul." They're not going to miss out on the bush leyom gmul. But rosa ta'iva she'ach lasa v'yibdom. They would have lost out. And v'lahamon for the masses, mitzara olam azucharav. They want it as a zuchos. Olam haba. It gives the Erev, they do his reasons because they want God's bracha in this world. They want a merit for someone to get healthy, they want to get married, they want their children. And this is great, by the way. He's not saying, if you're doing something, even for immediate needs, some people, it's like, they don't care, oh, papa, they're not thinking about themselves. They want to push a stroller outside. I don't blame them. I think my wife has told me that before. I don't blame them. That's not a bad cheshbon. It's not a bad cheshbon to have. And if it pushes you to donate, the air is just a good topic to pick on tonight. But if you're listening to this in 10 years from now, you're too late. If you're listening to this week, you're not too late. Anyone late this week? You're not too late. Soon it will be. But some people, they're thinking about themselves. And that's okay if you're doing it. But whatever it is, the highest level is for Hashem. Next level is for Olam Haba. The level is for this world. Just like we said, Kamoshe Parash and Lamaila, that just like we're motivated to have Zihiras, Vashos, Marav Zerizas, so we will let you go home to have Jesus to do great things, and we will pick up I believe in 3 weeks, over the next 2 weeks, I'm not here. Okay, have a great night.
So.